You're listening to the Empower Caregiver Show, where we uplift caregivers through education and support while also lifting up their invaluable role in society. I'm Liza.
And I'm Kristen.
And together, we are the Empower Caregivers. So Kristen and I recently presented at the Circles of Life Conference in Stevens Point, and that conference is for primarily children of any age with disabilities or special health care needs and professionals who support and provide services for them. The conference is a unique opportunity. It allows people to develop new skills, garner the latest information, and form lasting friendships. So we had a great time on our panel, which was specifically, of course, about caregivers and self-care. So today we are going to be talking a little bit more about self-care.
Yeah, it was a really interesting experience. There were five or six of us on the panel, and we were all kind of selected by the woman and the team that was planning the whole conference as folks who had put in proposals for doing different presentations, and all of our presentations had the general theme of self-care. So they said, let's try a panel because we don't want to try to choose one of you over anybody else. We want to get all of your viewpoints. And these were really some dynamic moms. It was great to meet people from all over the state.
Definitely. Yeah, they had a lot of great insight and wisdom. And it's always comforting to be around people that have walked in your shoes.
Exactly.
Yeah. So Kristen, what was happening in your life when you realized that self-care really needs to become a priority or something that you incorporate into your daily living?
Well, that was a really quick wake-up call. And I shared with people in the conference, and I'm going to share with our listeners, it was a result of me having a really bad panic attack a few months back, and it was at my workplace. It was really embarrassing. I couldn't get control of my breathing. I couldn't get control of the physiological responses I was having. So they ended up calling my husband and 911, and I was taken to the hospital, and I entered the psychiatric ward for about 5 days to really get some treatment in managing this anxiety that I've been living with really for years. And this is my third panic attack like this, but the first time that I was actually hospitalized. And it became a huge wake-up call that the way I was choosing to live was not sustainable. And that's because I wasn't taking care of myself. I could talk a good talk. I could act like, oh, I'm really enlightened. I'm a psychology teacher. I read this and I do this. But the truth is I wasn't doing any of that. And I was running on fumes, and I was not paying attention to that inner voice. And so what has been kind of the thing that's shifted for me is recognizing that I have to start listening to that inner voice.
Definitely. And I think I have a similar experience, only in the sense that I think, unfortunately, we kept pushing ourselves until both of us kind of hit this rock bottom. And I think for me, I was energized by the kids, and everything was the kids. And it was kind of a fuel for me, but I didn't realize the personal toll that it was taking on me, because I had neglected everything about me, because everything was kids, husband, you know, family,
dogs.
Yeah. And until I really started to go into this deep depression, to be honest, because, you know, it's, you kind of have that midlife crisis of who am I, or what am I doing? Or, you know, my whole bucket list has been untouched for 20 years. What right. about me? And, you know, went into a little, I don't want to say poor me, but
no,
just,
I don't think you should.
No, it just, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's my time. I need to realize that I matter. I have a life. I have my own things that I want to accomplish outside of, you know, being part of my family.
Right. And I think what really resonated with me too was, you know, I'd heard it, I'd said it. It's the whole thing that the flight attendant says, that you have to put on your oxygen mask first before you can put it on your kids. And again, I was preaching that, but I wasn't living it. And I think what really kind of struck me in the hospital when I was talking with folks and started processing kind of how I had gotten there was that I was not modeling what I wanted to model to my kids. So again, I can preach it, but I've got to practice it if I actually want my kids, my husband, my students to really listen to what I want to share with the world, which is it's important for us to pay attention to our mental health. It's important to for us to pay attention to our inner wisdom, because it's there for a reason.
Yeah. And that's so true. I mean, though, the practice, what you preach, I mean, kids can see right through that. Yeah.
You know, right.
Yep. So there's really no fooling anybody. Well, honestly, I think the only person you're probably trying to fool is yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. 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 Because I mean, you included many friends said along the way, you're spreading yourself too thin. You've got too much on your plate, you know, and it was a lot of this idea that I was superwoman and supermom, and I was going to do everything. Well, that's just not realistic and it's not sustainable. Mm-hmm. So it was really interesting today to hear these women's stories and get an opportunity to figure out how to share our own observations, which is what I think we want to do with our audience today. But also like give some directions, right? So I just want to encourage the audience as you're listening to this to recognize that Liza and I are kind of sharing our own personal journey. And we would like you to choose some nuggets of wisdom and hopefully they resonate with you and you can take it and run, but also recognize that we aren't experts and that we're not trying to tell you that we have it all figured out. And this is the actual package for how you are going to do self-care perfectly.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice if you pick up that package at the store? I'll have some Corona Light and a package of self-care, please.
Exactly. Well, and then wouldn't it be nice if we could invent that, right? It's would be the $1 million or $1 trillion sale right now.
No, but it's really a personal journey and a commitment that you have to make to yourself. And I think that was a theme that kind of came throughout all of the speakers is you have to believe in yourself and believe that you're worth
taking care of.
Worth taking care of. Exactly.
Yeah.
And on that note, Kristen, how do you make time for self-care personally?
Well, you know, I got to a crisis point, and so I'm not good at making time. I'm trying to get better at it. What I've done is two things that I think kind of bubbled up for me today when we were talking about this, where it's, you just got to start doing it in small increments and small steps. So I love motivational mantras and quotes and that type of stuff. And so I bought myself a bracelet that says, start each day with a grateful heart, and I wear it. And so when I wake up, I wear it every day. And so when I wake up in the morning and I'm brushing my teeth, I see it and I'm reminded like, okay, you're wearing this, not just because it's the thing to do, but it's the thing to do. Like you need to stop and you need to actually think about what are you grateful for today? Because that's going to set me up in the right mindset to handle whatever's going to come, because it helps me recognize I get lost personally in all the fear, all of the like images of, oh, I can do this or I need to do this. And if I stop and really say, no, what I need to do is recognize that I'm fine just the way I am. Nicole's fine just the way she is. Today is fine just the way it is. That's where I can get grounded from that gratefulness. And then I end each night with Headspace. It's a app. And right now I'm actually a little bit overwhelmed by it because it's one of those things that just keeps opening up more and more opportunities and options. And I'm like, I can't do all this. And then I'm like, I'm not doing mindfulness correctly. And so I'm recognizing again that I need to just slow down. And what I love is they're called sleepcasts, and they tell a little story and they've got some background, and you can be, you know, in Bangladesh in the forest, you can be on the beach in Australia. And so that's just really been a good way for me to kind of end my day. And I think starting and ending my day so intentionally has really helped unconsciously or consciously provide self-care.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, if your meditation app is stressing you out, then you probably do need to take a step back in life and maybe reevaluate a little bit.
Right.
But I think, you know, you had touched a little bit about gratitude. And for me, that is just such a quick and easy go-to, free. You can do it in your mind. You can say it out loud. So there are those moments where I can feel the anxiety building or the frustration, and I will take a time out and say, you know, what am I grateful for? Mm-hmm. And it's such a quick and easy way to completely change your mindset, just to be like, oh, you know what? This is like a little mini crisis I got going on right now, but I have good health and good mm-hmm. family. And, you know, just put life back in perspective.
Right. Definitely.
Yeah.
I think you also have some other really good tangible strategies that you use that you shared, like being in the sauna.
Right. Yes. That was a Craigslist purchase. As I mentioned, $500 for an infrared portable sauna. It took about 15 minutes to put together, and it was the best investment. It's so nice just to go in there and, you know, do my body good, do my mind good. So highly recommended. There was a woman today that said that she went to one of the float places, mm-hmm. which that's been on my list.
Me too.
They sound super amazing, and it just completely reset her body.
Yeah. And yeah. You were reminding people also about aromatherapy.
Yeah. Just bringing in all of your senses. I mean, there are plenty of times where I just step outside and close my eyes and be intentional about the birds and, mm-hmm. you know, how many birds, different birds can I identify by the sounds, and, you know, putting all of my intention and attention on listening to that, you know, everything else is on the back burner. So it kind of gives my mind a minute just to relax and right. reset.
So I know when I listen to people talk about this stuff, I'm like, oh yeah, great. You probably don't have as many things to do. And the thing is we do. And so sometimes Liza and I also double duty our self-care. We really are intentional about taking our dogs to the dog park with each other. And so it's like, I feel productive, right? I'm right. connecting with Liza. Sometimes we're talking work. Sometimes we're just being besties. I'm getting some exercise. I'm getting my dog some attention. And so it's like, I walk out of there and I'm like, boom, boom, boom. That yeah. was a whole self-care like explosion.
That was the package, right?
Yep, exactly.
The dog park. We look forward to sharing more of what we learned and shared at the Circles of Life Conference in Stevens Point, talking about self-care.